from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's talk about the crew. With our guy, Jim Polzin from the Wisconsin State Journal, columnist there, joins us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Jim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sparky.
All right, so let's work backwards a couple of days ago before we get to the most recent column. And you wrote a piece on Pat Murphy and Undaunted and all of that stuff that he came up with before the end of the first half. I mean, you've been around a while. You've covered different managers and so forth. Your thoughts in your conversations with Pat Murphy, the guy?
Yeah, he just seems like kind of a low-key dude who always is thinking about how he can help the team. And that doesn't always mean X's and O's and hitting tips or whatever. It just, the mental part seems to really stand out to him. And I noticed this back when I was in town to cover the council return. Pat Murphy went first with his press conference, and he just had some really interesting stuff to say about, you know, like keep your eyes forward and you won't step in a pothole. And that's kind of when relentless he was talking a lot about that. And then this trip, you know, I went over there and we were just sitting in his office, and I noticed this Undaunted sign behind him. And, you know, I thought it had kind of already been reported. So I just said, hey, listen, I'm sure everybody else in this room knows about this, but can you tell us what that is? And he goes in this whole spiel and basically like goes on his phone and asks what the definition is. And he made kind of a production about it, but it was funny. It was lighthearted and it had a meaning behind it. I just, for me over there to write a story, I thought it was really interesting.
Talking about his dad playing in the 30s in high school. That's what it was, right?
Yeah, no, I was trying to do the math on that. He read an article. His dad was a high school quarterback, and he read this article on his dad. And it was talking about him scrambling in the, you know, in the pocket, and how he was undaunted under this pressure and didn't know what the word undaunted meant. So he looked it up and got this definition and just essentially applied it to, you know, pretty much everything he's done in life, I think. But it, particularly this team, is that, listen, there are a lot of ways you could get daunted during a season. I mean, his example last week was guys like Bryce Terang, who got snubbed for the All-Star game. You know, you could let that bother you and start to affect your day-to-day. Don't. You know, the trade deadline's coming. Don't let that bother you. Just focus on every game. But even within a game, it's focus on every at-bat. He doesn't care if the score is, if you're up 7-2, if you're down 8-1, and you're sitting there batting in the eighth inning, make that at-bat count somehow, and don't give up. And that goes back to being relentless. Don't give up until, you know, the final out. And it's it's crazy. And the more I dug around on him, he's got this incredible backstory. I'm sure, again, like you and most of your listeners know this, but it was new to me. I wondered how he got from this Division III college in Claremont, California to Notre Dame, this amazingly big jump. And essentially he just cold called Notre Dame and told him he was going to be the next coach there. And when they kind of laughed him off and said, okay, whatever, he hopped on a plane, showed up there, found the right people and talked to the right people and sold himself. And, you know, I think Notre Dame was back then was about to potentially shut down their program. They didn't. They hired Pat Murphy. He turned that program into a respectable program and parlayed that into a job at Arizona State. So I don't know. The guy's got something in him that he just doesn't give up, and he finds a way. And I think that, in not so many words, is what this 2024 Milwaukee Brewers has done for the most part.
But see, that's it too, is not every manager or head coach or boss, if we take it to the real world, where their team of people that are under them respond to them, it appears, the way they respond to Pat Murphy in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I don't know what makes that happen exactly. I don't know the magic behind that. I think the fact, I talked to Kristen Yelch about this too. I'm like, listen, there was really two ways this could have gone last offseason when Craig Counsell left for Chicago. You could say, hey, this is the perfect time to kind of shake things up, go outside the organization, find a new voice, and just, you could have done that. I don't think anybody would have criticized that move or criticized it much because, as successful as this franchise has been in the regular season, they've had their struggles in the postseason. So maybe it's time for to hit the reset button. And that was kind of my line of thinking. The other way of thinking was, hey, you've got Craig Counsell's disciple, a guy that everybody knows, a guy that knows how this clubhouse works, how this organization works. Why not promote him? And that's what Yelich was saying, was like, I really wanted that because he knew who we were. He knew what we had here. And it just seemed like it was a guy that was the next in line for the last 7 years and a guy that had really built some trust in that clubhouse. And so, yeah, now looking back on it and seeing the way it's played out, it was the obvious move, and it makes a lot of sense why those guys would have wanted him to stick around. He's done a good job.
Talking with Jim Polzin, Wisconsin State Journal columnist there. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Polzin, WSJ. Also, Badger Extra. They do an amazing job covering all things Badger Athletics pick. They got a whole staff of people. That's all they do. Player interviews, athlete interviews, regardless of sport. Jay Kokorowski does a lot of good stuff there. Recruiting stuff, tons of recruiting stuff on all sports. So, again, check it out, Badger Extra. Jim, he's not young, right? He's an older guy. They make Ricky Weeks the associate manager because bench coach apparently wasn't good enough. And everybody assumed that, okay, well, Murph's going to do it for a year. Then Weeks is going to take over. He's going to go be with a trader in Chicago. And we're going to call it a day. But they're winning. If they win this division and so forth, and they keep winning, and I don't see why they wouldn't with the young group of guys that they have, he's going to be here for a while, right? This isn't going to be a quick thing.
Doesn't seem like a guy that's ready to hang up the cleats. He's not a super energetic guy. His energy doesn't jump off, his body when he talks and stuff, but he looks passionate and he looks like he cares and he looks like he wants the best for this organization. He doesn't look like he's ready to ride off to the sunset yet. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
No, I guess I haven't thought that way. I mean, I certainly think that Ricky Weeks is the next manager here, but I don't know that a couple of years learning the ropes would hurt, you know, certainly one more year. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's see how this plays out, but I don't foresee a change after 1 year. I think a lot of guys in that clubhouse like Murph and want him as their manager as long as possible.
Jim Polzin, Wisconsin State Journal columnist here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I got a few minutes left here. I want to switch gears and talk about the franchise, as I like to call him. Tim Allen, who obviously was here at 1250 for a number of years doing the postgame show after Brewer games, and that's kind of where this whole thing started back in 2006, I think it was. When we started doing the postgame show after Brewer games, him and I did it for over a decade together and had a lot of fun, did a lot of fill-in work here at the station and so forth. And obviously he's moved on since then. But you did a great piece on him today over there at Madison.com. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for your help, because you were quoted in that story and very helpful in kind of painting a picture of Tim. I actually went and spent a day watching a game. I'd gotten this idea last fall. I think I was at a Packers game and I talked to someone there, and you know, Tim's name came up, and I certainly knew of Tim. I can't say that I listened to the Brewers post game show.
All right, we got to go. Got to hang up. Got to go. We don't have time for you anymore. No, go ahead, Jim.
No, but I just being busy with my job, I don't know that I have a lot of time to do that. So while I knew who Tim was, I honestly had no idea that his vision was gone, and that my jaw dropped when Drew Olsen told me that. And I immediately went back to my computer and put it on my list of Word document list of stories to write. Like, I thought Tim Allen would be a story that people in the Madison area would like to hear. Because I think there's a lot of people over here that listened to him, but were like me, that just didn't know about this, you know, about
right.
this vision loss. And he's just, you know, I cold called him and said, hey, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to come and experience a game with you. How do you follow it? How do you get ready for the post game show? You know, I kind of want it all. And he was gracious enough to let me do that. And, you know, I was happy with the way the story turned out. I just think Tim's an amazing guy in a lot of ways, a variety of ways. And I went over there with high hopes. I think it even exceeded my expectations, because I just think the way he does his job and the professionalism he shows and his view on life was just kind of refreshing. You know, a guy who really could complain about so much and doesn't and just didn't really think this thing was a big deal. And I think was a little bit reluctant to do the story in the first place because he didn't think this was a big deal. And he didn't want to, be the center of attention. So I'm glad he did it. I'm glad some people got to read and maybe find out some stuff about him.
You know, the other thing is not only is he doing that, but he's also, you know, plays in a band, has played in a band for as long as I can remember, going back to a classic rock band named like Smokestack Lightning. He played in country music bands. The whole deal. So it's not just that. Plus he MCs and DJs weddings. He's done that for years. He's done a lot of stuff, and does it all at a very high level.
Yeah, I feel like, so I wrote almost 3,000 words on him, and I feel like there was more. I really do. Sometimes stuff hits the cutting room floor, and the band stuff, while I mentioned it, I didn't really get into it in great detail. He was telling me a story, he just doesn't have many off days, and he thought he had one like a couple Mondays ago or a Monday ago, and then didn't know it, but they wanted him to fill in for somebody,
right,
in one of the shows. And just, you know, he's not a guy that's going to say no. He's a team player, just a really amazing guy. And like, you know, I didn't really get into this as much as I wanted to too, but he's dealing with effects of getting COVID for the second time 2.5 years ago. And it's really taken a toll on his body and his energy in a lot of ways. And he just keeps fighting through that too. So super amazing guy. And like I said, I didn't really know him before this. I'm glad I got a chance to meet him. It's just one of those interviews where you walk away kind of really happy because the subject is someone you really want to get to know more of and spend some time with in the future.
And nobody really has written about him or done anything about him in quite some time. I remember Tom Pippins from Fox 6 did a video, I think that's on YouTube, that you can see where his kid is really, really young. Obviously, he's a grown man now. Back then, I think the Kenosha News did something on him, one or two pieces back in the day. But it's been quite some time since anybody has really brought that to light. And there's not a more passionate, diehard Brewers fan that lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes the Brewers than that dude, man. He is unbelievable. And it really is a testament to his Brewer fandom and so forth, because anybody that listens to that guy knows that he's all about that team. Like, that is his first love, plain and simple. Everything else can take a back seat. It's about Brewers baseball. And if you were there for a game with him, you know he lives and dies pitch by pitch.
Yeah. I love how he owns it, too, because, I mean, there's a lot of people in this business. And, you know, when we're journalists, all of us are journalists in some ways. And some of us, you know, some of us have cut the fandom down to a very low level, almost out of, you know, like, necessity or whatever. And that's kind of how I am. I care about the Badgers and stuff, but I don't live and die with the losses because I feel like it prevents me from doing my job to the fullest. So, you know, that's kind of the way I've always operated. But Tim just owns it. He's like, listen, I'm a fan first, a broadcaster second, and my bosses need to know that, and I'm not going to apologize for that. And you know what? He wears it on his sleeve, and I love that. I absolutely love it. So people know who he is, and there's nothing hidden. There's no agenda hidden. He just that's how he lives. And I fully appreciated that two hours and 20 minutes that I got to spend with him watching a Thursday throwaway game in the middle of July.
Yeah, he's good stuff. Jim Polzin, Wisconsin State Journal columnist over there. Check him out, Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. Badger Extra, a great Badger site that you guys need to check out. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Polzin, WSJ. Go read that Tim Allen piece. Go read the Pat Murphy piece. All great stuff by Jim. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Sparky, I really appreciate the props. Take care.
Baseball coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.